Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, we got a great guest today. My man Mario Garcia drops by the podcast. Those who know Mario Garcia, he is a writer, he is a director, and he's a second generation filmmaker. His daddy was out there editing films and stuff like that. He comes from South Florida, bringing us a gem. He is the director of the new film, The Throwback, in theaters and on demand March 15th. And this is with Myriad Pictures. It stars some heavy hitters. Think you Will Sasso, Justina Machado, if I could talk today. Sorry, got a little bug. But with that said, man, this film was great. I got a chance to chop it up. Here's the quick synopsis of the film. It's a married couple deep in the trenches of midlife crisis. And they're finding their world thrown into a hilarious turmoil when underappreciated and stressed out supermom suffers a post-traumatic breakdown, causing her regress to her wild college-age party girl self. She teams up with the neighborhood 19-year-old daughter and paint the town red. Her bewildered husband must navigate through the chaos at home. Man, this is probably one of the best 90 minutes you're going to spend. It's a good, great comedy, good, full of heart. And me and Mario going to get into it while we talk about it on the podcast. But before we get into all of that, we got to pay some bills around here. But we got to do that by introducing you guys to the new people and people who just want to know that your home for everything related to the Just Talk with Sam podcast can be found at samshownation.com. Your home for everything related to the Just Talk with Sam podcast. And my eagle-eyed people, if you see it right there on the homepage and current promotions page, there is a donate button. By doing that, you guys can donate to the podcast to make it a bigger, better, greater podcast. We've been running this thing for almost 14 years, and it's thanks to people like you. So please hit that donate button. Give, I promise every single solitary red cent goes right back into this podcast to make it a bigger, better, greater podcast. And those who, you know, it goes to it. But maybe you want a little receipt for your wares, little give back, I should say. You can always go to samshownation.com, hit the store link, and by hitting the store link, you can get all your Just Talk with Sam swag there, whether that be t-shirts, hats, stickers, whatever that you want to do, that you want to show the world that, hey, I like this podcast, I rock with this podcast, this is yours, this is what we do, this is great. Show the world that you like this podcast. Every profit, every single solitary cent of the profit goes back into making this podcast a bigger, better, greater podcast. With that said, speaking of the podcast itself, you can listen to the podcast at samshownation.com by hitting that podcast link. You can catch up on all of our podcasts right then and there. Or you could go to Just Talk with Sam. No G in talking. Just Talk with Sam. Wherever podcasts can be found, whether it be Apple, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, TuneIn, you name it. I feel like Spotify. Man, why do I always forget Spotify? Wherever podcasts can be found. Now, with that said, we got a few sponsors this week. First sponsor is the good folks at Honey. Oh, yeah. We need you to go to samshownation.com. You click that Honey link, and by hitting the Honey link, you can save money on all of your online shopping. What is Honey, you ask? Honey is a program that goes through your phone or your computer or however you make your online purchases. And it scours the internet for discount codes, promo codes, free shipping, whatever. And it gives you the best deal on whatever you're buying right there at the checkout. Right before you check out, you hit the Honey link and it just scours the internet and find you the right code. Save yourself some money by getting on that Honey. And the best way to do it is go to samshownation.com. You click that Honey link and shop as you normally would. Click the Honey link and save yourself some money with all your online shopping. So please go to samshownation.com. Click the Honey link. The next sponsor is the good folks at M&M's. Look, Easter is right around the corner. And what better way to spruce up your Easter baskets with a little candy? And M&M's got you covered. If you go to samshownation.com, click the M&M's link, you can save 15% off all gifts. Gifts, whether that be Easter itself, whether it be springtime collections, The basketball collections, which I love, because we're in the heart of the NBA seasons right before playoffs. You can get your fans something that they want, or whatever gifts they have. All you have to do, 15% off gifts, go to samshownation.com, click the link, get whatever you need, and put in the promo code SPROUT, because spring, you get it. Sprout, that is SPOUT, Sprout, at checkout. Save yourself 15% off all gifts. You may want to hurry up because limited time offer, some exclusions may apply. Speaking of something showing up, the next sponsor is the good people from the MLB shop. Yes, my buddy who will be joining me, my guest, Mr. Mario Garcia, may or may not be a Tampa Bay Rays fan. I love my Detroit Tigers. And currently, they are in Lakeland, Florida, getting ready for I think both teams are in Lakeland, Florida, getting ready for spring training, because the MLB is coming back. And right now, if you go to SamShowNation.com, you can hit the MLB shop link, and you can save 25% off site-wide, regardless who your team is. You like the Rays? He likes the Rays. I like the Tigers. If you're a Dodgers fan, Yankees fan, Mets fan, you really like those, you know, whoever, your Giants, the Mariners, whoever your team is. You can save 25% off site-wide by going to SamShowNation.com, clicking the MLB shop icon, and putting in the promo code SINGLE at checkout. Hurry up, because this is also a limited offer and some exclusions may apply. So go to MLBShop.com and get ready for opening day. And lastly, certainly not leastly, good people at Target. Yes, that Target, your friendly neighborhood Target. They're wearing red shirts. Man, if you go to SamShowNation.com, you hit that Target link, you can get ready to meet the new Target Circle that is debuting on April 7, 2024. And your new Target Circle has just gotten bigger, better, and easier than ever. You will find out on the 7th of April of 2014. But in the meantime, you can get your shopping, because spring has sprung. We're here now. We are here now. I can come out and say that. Whether that be spring cleaning, you want to get it together at the house, you're too tired of being cooped up, you got to get that clean going, please go ahead. Easter, as I said earlier, is right around the corner. You want to get all your Easter baskets, you want to get your Easter clothes, whatever you're doing, because spring is here, people. Target got your back. Spring break? A lot of people sleep on that, but spring break, you want to get that bathing suit out. You've been doing it hard at school, and all you want is a week to unwind and chill out. We got you covered. Spring break. Get it together. Maybe you're traveling. Maybe you're going somewhere. Maybe you're keeping it at home. Regardless of whatever you are doing. My man Mario's from Tampa. That is a very big spring break destination. He knows a thing or two about a thing or three when it comes down to spring break. And Target got you covered. And the best way to do that is going to SamShowNation.com. You can click that Target link. You can shop as you normally would right there online. Now have it ready for you to pick up. And you can pick it up from your friendly neighborhood Target. They'll send it to your house. And depending on your Target, they'll walk it right out to your car, depending on what option you choose. It is great. So please visit your friendly neighborhood Target. But first, go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Target link and get ready for all the spring savings at Target. That's enough for me right now. What I'm about to do is reset this mic, answer this Zoom call. It's my man Mario. And we're going to talk about the throwback. In theaters and on demand, March 15th, 2024. I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it. I don't even know this till like right now.
seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
I'm doing great, Mario. How you doing today?
I'm good. Good to meet you.
Hey, thank you so much for just stopping by and chopping it up on the podcast. Man, this is awesome. If you want, we could just start right now.
Let's do it.
Hey, Mario, I got to say this up front. I love what you're doing. But I don't know if you know a thing or two about my podcast, but every guest we have here, we have something called the over-the-top introduction, mainly because we're so grateful for people like yourself giving us a little bit of your time, giving a little bit of your energy. So can I do my thing? Can I give the over-the-top introduction for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's get it started. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest hails from the lightning capital of the world, aka Tampa, Florida. He is a writer, director. He is a second generation filmmaker. He is the pride of the University of South Florida's Law Department. Go Bulls! You may know him from such projects such as Unreal and what we're here to talk about today. His directorial debut of the film, The Throwback, in theaters. And on demand, March 15th, 2024, Mario Garcia, welcome to the podcast.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Mario, this is awesome. I got a chance to watch the screen. I got a chance to watch the film. Awesome. And I am going to do something very hard. It's very hard to talk about this thing without spoiling it. So I'm going to word my questions very nicely, mainly because of the subject matter. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
I gotta ask, like, just filming this, it's just such a great project. Where does the idea of the throwback comes from? What does that come from?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I started writing it about maybe 10 years ago. You know, it's one of those, like, are you right? You get through the first act and then it's like, I don't know. I don't know if this is a project or not. So where does it come from evolves? Because 10 years ago, it was like this, I was like in the thick of it with my own kids, right? And, you know, it's like, gosh, I really miss those days. Like when, you know, as much as I love like my family and things, like, you know, it's like I wish that I had a chance to go back and professionally, maybe if I did this or, so I started kind of playing around with the idea of what if you could do it, you know, what if you had a chance to start all over and relax a little bit, right? And it was the dad's point of view, right? Like, right. And so, like what it's like, be careful what you wish for, because then what if the wife is the one that went back, right? And not, you know, and she comes back and now she thinks she's 19, but she's in her 40-something-year-old body, and she's married to this overweight, bald guy, and she's saddled with these kids that she doesn't know how to raise, and she didn't end up doing her career thing. But the point back then was, like, the husband has to deal with the wife that's like this, right? And then I picked it up again years later, like, probably around COVID time, and I started writing it again. And as I'm writing... And, you know, writers will tell you that sometimes the characters start talking to you, right? And the wife started talking to me more, saying, hey, you know, this is my story. Like, I'm the one that has to deal with going back and reflecting on everything. And so it kind of became more the wife's story, and the husband was kind of in the story, obviously, but it was more her journey. And I think by the time we ended up finishing the edit, I landed somewhere in the middle where it's their story. But I think it definitely comes from that kind of even personal middle age reflection of, you know, like, did life t- turn out the way I wanted it to when I, you know, when I was 19. You know, I had all these ideas, and this was going to be my life. And now, you know, I'm in my mid 40s, and I'm looking back, and I'm like, but did it turn out that way?
And I get that, because when you look at the stuff, and granted, I rocked the ring, and I know I have had some of those thoughts too in those movies, like, hey, maybe if I made a left instead of a right, right. You know, things could have went a little differently. But one of the things about this film I thought that was pretty dope is the fact that, and I'm wording this very carefully, they kind of meet in the middle in a way. Because you can't necessarily have the future without the past.
Right.
But it's the things of the past that made the future worth having.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I know. I'm glad you landed there, because, you know, that's kind of the theme, right? The theme is that, you know, in a way, we're always supposed to be where we're supposed to be. And the minute that you lose sight of that, that you're not appreciating that anymore, is when you're kind of going against the universe and you're asking for more chaos in your life. And yeah, I mean, it's a comedy, and so everyone can kind of guess, you know, how it's going to end, right? But the idea is that, you know, the journey to that understanding is what the story is.
One of the most curious things about this film that isn't necessarily a part of the film, it was shot around, the setting is like Christmas time. It's not a Christmas movie. By no stretch of the imagination is it a Christmas movie, but it was shot around Christmas time. What was it about Christmas that made you think, like, okay, if we're going to have some life-altering situation, let's do it now?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because my producer, Mike Alfieri, you know, we had discussions about whether this is a Christmas. It's like the Die Hard. Is this a Christmas movie or not? And because there's that element at the end where they're planning, you know, this Christmas festival. But it could have easily been a fall festival or an easy or Easter festival, right? And I think that's why you're saying it's not really a Christmas festival.
And you see the wall. Look, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. If you're asking, it is a Christmas movie. This one isn't. It's still good. The throwback isn't. It's not Christmas.
But you know what? If you watch it at Christmas time, it's a Christmas movie, right? If you watch it in the summer, it's not a Christmas movie.
To some degree. I'm with that. Because even though Christmas was a part of it, it wasn't the overarching theme of it.
Right, yeah. I mean, if I would have called it the Christmas throwback, then, you know, it could have easily like been on Hallmark or something like that, right?
But hey, don't knock that. You still can. Because, I mean, like, if you just did it 2 weeks later, you still can.
Right, yeah. So the life, I guess it's interesting when you think about the time of the movie, right? And so they are building towards this Christmas festival, right, for the school. But when does it start? Because we glossed over Thanksgiving and Halloween just because you have to, you know, make a film as compressed as possible. I don't think it's a Christmas movie like you said, but there's definitely a Christmas element to it.
Okay. One of the cool things about this movie, and I have to ask this, just this is my own personal thing, casting. It was so awesome for this film. Yeah. What about the members of this cast that made you feel like this is who I had in mind? Did you have them in mind while you were writing it? But you nailed it with the right choices. What was it about the casting of this project that just made it come together?
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, day one of shooting, I didn't know a lot about directing a movie, to be honest, right? But what I learned is, if you get a great cast, they make your job easier. Not easy. It's not easy directing a movie, but they definitely make your job easier, especially when you're, you know, on a lower budget, you know, 20 days, we got to get in, get out. We got to get the takes. I think I was blessed. I had a casting director, Mia Cusimano, who once we brought her on board, it just for independent movies, like we can reach out as producers to, managers and agents. But it's not like a casting director reaching out to them, right? And so that Justina Machado, I had seen her, you know, because for the part of Kate, it was tricky because you want somebody that can do the funny thing. I mean, it was a lot to ask of this actor because she had to be 19-year-old Kate and she had to be 45-year-old Kate. And sometimes we were shooting in the same day where it's like in the morning, she's 19. And in the afternoon, after lunch, she's 45, right? So we made life really difficult for her. So she couldn't stay as 19-year-old Kate the whole day. So you had to be funny, but you had to be able to do the heartfelt part too. And sometimes we'd see an actress and she was hilarious, but it's like, wow, but can she do the heartfelt stuff? And then we'd see somebody who's really, really good, but can she do the physical comedy? With Justina, my father told me about One Day at a Time on Netflix. You know, we're of Cuban origin, and the reboot of One Day at a Time, unbelievable show on Netflix. It was surrounded around this Cuban family. And so I started watching it and, like, right away, I was like, she's just awesome. She's the best. And so pretty early on, I had her in my head. So we went to the casting director and said, we want Justina. And we went to Justina's manager. And Justina's manager happened to also represent Will Sasso, who was on our list as well. So it just kind of all came together once just Justina came on board. Danielle also represents Greg Sulkin, who from the Disney Channel shows. Greg at the time was dating Michelle, but Michelle's also represented. And so the one person, though, that I had in my head from the minute I started writing that movie, the version during the COVID, is Bobby Lee for Charles. And, you know, I still kind of pinch myself that we were able to get Bobby. And he came in and for a few days knocked out his scenes and just had everyone in stitches. Just like a super, super great guy. So those are kind of the known faces. But then I kind of sprinkled it with the ladies who played the mom and then Greg Pitts, who played the doctor, who people might recognize as the O-Face guy from Office Space. And Rhonda Shear. Yep. Rhonda Shear played the boss. And Rhonda Shear was on Up All Night, like in the 90s, like they used to have on USA Network this movie night. So it was kind of fitting that, you know, throwing it back to the 90s, that Rhonda Shear, who was like this comedian and model from the 90s, and now she's built like an enterprise selling bras and stuff on HSN. And she's local here in Tampa, and she's just hilarious. She's a legend, really. And so, you know, the fact that I was able to kind of like sprinkle the cast with these people that just know what they're doing. They're so professional. They show up and they nail it. Really like just launched the project.
Now, I want to talk about the biggest co-star of this movie. Mm-hmm. And that is the city of Tampa itself. Right. Mainly because it was Tampa all through this movie. Yeah. What was so special? What is so special about Tampa? Yeah. And how it relates to not just you, but the movie? I talked about it a little bit in the intro, but mm-hmm. What about Tampa was just like, yeah, we need to make Tampa front and center.
Yeah. Well, you know, I am partial to Tampa because I grew up here. And I was born here in Barco, which is on the outskirts of Tampa. But I was raised here. And so I have a soft spot in my heart for Tampa. And so that's easy to say, but the other reality is that there are movies that are shot here that, you know, that even take place in Tampa that they'll shoot somewhere else. Right. And so they shoot in Tampa, but they won't ever acknowledge that it's Tampa. It's like, okay, we'll shoot in the beach, but they don't ever say Clearwater Beach or St. Petersburg Beach. And so I did want Tampa to be a character, like you said, in the story and make it the backdrop because it's beautiful here. And so from day one, and the fact that I could sleep in my own bed too, made it really awesome because it's hard enough, doing this, the shoot, but, and everyone here, the Tampa Film Commissioner, the St. Pete, Clearwater, Film Office, they were all so cooperative. They were all like on board on this from day one, still to this day, they've been awesome partners to work with.
Hey, this is your directorial debut. This is your first time out. And you got a chance to do it in your hometown. You got a chance to do it with people you know and people you love. What was the chemistry like on set?
You know, I think, like, it's funny because in the heat of it, I'm not paying attention to a lot of what's happening, right? But I know that there was, from my perspective, everyone got along. Everyone was having fun. Like sometimes we'd be shooting scenes, and so I would be in the room with the actors and the first assistant director, and then the video village would be in a different room with the rest of the crew out there, just kind of watching it on the little monitors, and I could hear them laughing sometimes, right, at the scenes, and I even cracked up a lot. So I feel like we all kind of got along. You know, it's 20 days of intense 12 days of shooting, you know, 12 hours of shooting, but 15, 16 hours together. And so I'm sure that it wasn't kind of ice cream and cherries the whole time, but I think for the most part we got through it, and everyone got along. The crew, I mean, I can't say enough about how great they were with me. You know, being a first-time director, I didn't go there pretending that I had done this before. Like, I wanted really smart people that knew more than me around. And so that was really helpful as well. And they were really patient with a first-time director.
Okay. I know we're getting up against it. We're getting towards the end. But one thing I love to ask about this, and any filmmaker or any creator, mm-hmm. what do you want the audience to feel after watching a film like this?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy because I started just with this simple story, and it's crazy how much it mirrored my own life, you know, like the fact that I've sold scripts before but never got made into a movie. And you know, you kind of in this industry get close so many times, and then it's like something always happens. But you know, I'm a guy, when I did it, I was 51 years old, I think, when we shot it, and it was just making the decision that this is kind of what I want for my life, and have being relentless in pursuing it. And realizing that, okay, you know, age is just a thing, and it's not never too late. And that's basically what the theme of the movie is, right? Like of you know, it's never too late to be what you want to be. And so I'm finding that the movie resonates. Like, it resonates not just with moms. It resonates with, like, women and men and not just middle age. You know, people in their 20s and that are just kind of launching their life. And so, you know, what I'm hoping that people get out of this is it's like not a movie that's going to win an Oscar, obviously, but it's just something that makes you feel good. You'll watch it for like 90 minutes and you'll learn to appreciate, you know, what you have in your life or where you're going in life, and you'll smile at the end of it. And then that's it. You'll never watch it again. but for those 90 minutes, you're just going to have a really good time.
Well, I'm not exactly sure about if you're going to watch it or not winning an Oscar, but we'll see, because I really enjoyed it. I'm glad I got a chance to talk with you. And this is almost obligatory question. Hey, Mario, what's next on the horizon?
Well, next I'm still writing. I've got another project that I'm actually doing now with Mike Alfieri, the producer on this, and I have some more comedies that I've written that hopefully we'll get a chance. But you know, it's a process. So, but I'll definitely be doing another one at some point.
Okay. Hey, whenever you're finished, you always have a home here.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. We thank you. You can come back. You can chop it up about whatever your next project is. And we wish you nothing but much success. And yeah. Hey, I hope this isn't the last time, man, you chop it up and we can talk.
Yeah, about no, this, I look man. Forward to Great. I look forward to talking to you again.
All right, well, Mario, man, you have an awesome day, and thank you so much.
All right, take care, Sam.
All right, bye.
All right, there you have it. That was my man Mario Garcia, who is the director of the film The Throwback in theaters and on demand March 15th, 2024. Mario's welcome back anytime, man. I can't stress this enough how good this film was, and it's a miracle I got through this without spoiling it. Man, it was so good. It's great. Please check them out. Check out the socials, just hit the hashtag The Throwback. I think the IG is Throwback Film. Man, check them out. It's just great. Well, that's what we have for today. But if you're still in the podcast mood, you need to hear my boys at the Act Accordingly podcast with Bash and Z. Check them out. Those my guys. There's Act Accordingly podcast with Bash and Z, wherever podcasts can be found. You're going to hear my man Z, Bash, the great, yes, the great DJ M80. Possibly AJ. Who knows? We'll see how he feels. With that, please check him out wherever podcasts can be found. Act Accordingly Podcast with Bash and Z. Everything related to Just Talk with Sam Podcast can be found at SamShowNation.com. Your home for everything related to Just Talk with Sam Podcast. Our socials, you can hit us up on Twitter, X, whatever. It's called now, it is SamShow11. Just Talking with Sam, no G in talking. On Facebook and Instagram, all one word, Just Talk with Sam, no G in talking. Facebook and Instagram. You can email the show at Just Talk with Sam, no G in talking at gmail.com with your questions, comments, concerns, or whatever we're doing here. And always, your home for everything related to Just Talk with Sam podcast can be found at SamShowNation.com. So that's enough for me for right now. I will see you guys next time. Peace out.